The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. Holiday wreaths adorn many homes this time of year. While I love the traditional evergreen wreath with pine cones, winter berries, and dried grasses, you can also get creative about what you use to make a wreath. The first type of wreath I like to call the morning walk wreath. This is a wreath made from natural materials you find along your morning walk in the woods and fields. Bring along a hand pruner and bucket and snip colorful dogwood stems, berries from viburnums and dogwoods, lichen-covered branches from spruce trees, and spent wildflowers. You get the idea. Make sure you collect some branches or vines to use as the wreath base. Then, using the essential glue gun, attach your treasures to the wreath. This is a great activity to do with kids or a friend. Grapevine wreaths are easy because there's so many wild vines growing along the forest edge. You can keep the wreath simple with just a vine and a few evergreen branches, or make it packed with all types of natural materials. If you dried flowers this summer and fall from your garden, use them to make a dried flower wreath. Use lavender, ornamental grasses, straw flowers, roses, yarrow, and many other blooms. Attach them to a metal wreath ring or wound-up vine such as grape or an American bittersweet that creates the ring. Then insert the flowers all around. You can even create wreaths using nuts. Attach acorns, almonds, hazelnuts, and walnuts with glue to give your wreath an edible feel. The squirrels will love you. Finally, make a dried herb wreath that's beautiful and utilitarian. Hung in the kitchen, the wreath will slowly disappear as you use the dried oregano, thyme, rosemary, and other herbs for cooking. And now for this week's tip. Dig a hole in the yard now if you intend on planting a living holiday tree after Christmas. Save the soil in a garage or shed where it won't freeze, and cover the hole with boards. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about gifts for gardeners. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.